That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Thursday, January 18th, and tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is lemon pepper chicken with mashed potatoes, vegetable, and a roll. So make plans to go and enjoy lemon pepper chicken with mashed potatoes, vegetable, and a roll. And the first thing out of Natalie and I's mouth when I said what the special was,
that sounds really good.
Yeah, I love lemon pepper. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. Also want to put this in your ear and start planning now. The Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair is going to be taking place Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They have the Easter Bunny scheduled for visits from 10 to 12, and there will be a lunch stand available. For more information on becoming a vendor at the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair, you can contact any Norton Eagle Auxiliary member at their club. All this and more happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today: it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 32 and breezy with a light and variable wind becoming north 20 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with the low around zero and wind chill values as low as minus 12. It should be blustery tonight with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 18 and wind chill values as low as minus 14. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 18. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 36 and breezy. On Monday, partly sunny with a high near 40. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 43. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it's 12 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is southwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.86, and the dew point is 8 degrees. It's 9:06. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday, January 18th party line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We were just saying, it seems cold in here today.
It does.
Just in here. I mean, it was okay in the office. I don't know. I'm freezing.
All of our equipment's lit up, so it's not because equipment's not working. Yeah. We're on the air.
And usually it gets pretty warm in here, but, you know, I think looking out the window doesn't help me at all.
It does. It seems so dreary. No sun, it feels like.
Okay, so we're supposed to be up to 30 degrees today, but if I was, or 32, if I was a betting girl, which I love to bet, if I was a betting girl, I would say it's not going to make it, because it is cold.
If it's going to make it, the sun needs to make a full appearance.
Right. It'll be like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, with the 32. It's cold outside. Be careful out there. It is really cold, and it's made the roads are continuing to be slick, and the sidewalks from all the snow and the melt, and then it freezes. So be careful when you're out and about too. All right. Let's see. Let's first give a recap for everybody, because we've got a busy weekend coming up, so we want to make sure everybody remembers everything that's going on. Let's see. Well, today there is a wrestling duel taking place. We don't have that on KQNK, but go Blue Jays. Good luck at your wrestling duel today. Tomorrow is a very busy day at KQNK with sports.
It's going to be the KQNK Sports Network tomorrow.
There you go. We have wrestling all day long. Fig and the crew will be calling on the wrestling tournament that's going to be taking place at UNK tomorrow. They said this morning that the first meet should start about 10 o'clock. So be sure to continue listening to KQ&K when you're done listening to us on Party Line, because you're going to hear Fig and the crew calling all the wrestling matches that come up. That'll be going on and off throughout the whole day. Then tomorrow evening at 4:30, right?
Tomorrow
is 4:30 for the first basketball game.
Yes.
And then at 6 o'clock for the second. The boys and girls are both playing.
Ish.
Yeah.
So
it just makes a difference of when they start and when the next game ends and stuff like that. So. Yeah, so...
and then we're the second game.
Right, it'll be right after the second game. So right around 4:30, and then the boys will be about... Or the girls will be about 6 o'clock. It's the boys first, correct?
Yes.
Yes. It's the boys at 4:30, and the girls will start right about 6 o'clock. It's going to be great games. Make sure you tune in right here to KQ&K and listen to all the action that'll be taking place in Plainville. Go Blue Jays. And then on Sunday, we have the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing against Buffalo. That game starts at 4 o'clock pregame, and 5:30 the game starts. And if they win, will we have any more games we can play?
Well, no, this will be the final Chiefs game that we will have on the air due to our contract. And if we wanted to carry the championship and the Super Bowl, it's too cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
Prohibitive.
Right.
Whatever that word is. We can't afford it.
We can't do it. So on Sunday, 4 o'clock will be pregame, and 5:30 will be the game, the Kansas City Chiefs against Buffalo. Go Chiefs.
Okay. And to add to that, we won't know until after tomorrow's games when they will play, but there will be basketball on Saturday as well. And that schedule, like I said, won't come out. We won't know when or where they will play on Saturday until after they play their games tomorrow.
And since we're not here on the weekends, be sure to like and follow our Facebook page, because it'll be on our Facebook page of what the schedule is.
Right. Yes.
So be sure to follow that. You can also check out Blue Jay Athletics. They're really good about posting the times and stuff. But, yeah, so we won't be here Friday after the game, so we won't be able to let everybody know. But I'll be checking, because I'll be listening to KQ&K to hear how the games go on Saturday. So they play no matter what on Saturday.
Correct.
Right? We just don't know what time, so. All right, go Blue Jays, wrestling, basketball, and then on Sunday we've got Kansas City Chiefs football, our last game. That's weird. It's gone so fast.
It has.
I said that same thing about baseball season this year, but yeah. So, just, you know, I would just suggest that when you get up in the morning, you turn on KQ&K before you even go and brush your teeth or have your coffee or anything, and just keep it on KQ&K so you don't miss nothing.
Exactly.
What do you think? Is a good idea?
Well, you know, we have some really big fans that their radio never leaves KQ&K.
Right.
And the first thing they do when they get up in the morning is turn on the radio. It's already there, and they listen to us every day. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for the visit yesterday. Love you guys.
Yeah. Grandma, Grandpa. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, good morning. I am looking for a used dishwasher that works real good. And my phone number is 785-202-2416.
Okay.
And Karen, you want a countertop dishwasher, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. That's how you do it. You ready for trivia?
I am ready.
All right. Trivia is being brought to you by Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. Why not do that? It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. It's going to be a busy, busy weekend with sports and such. And you know, you want to sit around and listen. You don't have to get up and cook and everything like that. Just call Pizza Hut. They'll bring it right to the door. 785-877-3359. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to wait 30 days so that we can give somebody else a chance to win. Some of these people are really good at trivia. If you have won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick up your certificate before 30 days from the day that you won, or it will expire. But you do still have a week to use it once you pick it up. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so Barbara Streisand is in my music news today, so I'm going to ask a question about Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
785-877-3378. Barbara Streisand was the first woman to produce, direct, write, and star in a major motion picture. What was the title of that film?
I know what the film is. Oh, my gosh.
Barbara Streisand was the first woman to produce, direct, write, and star in a major motion picture. What was the title of the film? Be the first caller with the correct answer. 785-877. Yes, Fig. You spell it wrong both times, but you got it right. 785-877-3378. While we wait on our answer, we're going to break for our open market report that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. It's another very slow start in the country this morning without even a token bid being renewed so far. Asking prices in the south are around 174 to 175, but still not fully established in the north. Significant trade volume will possibly be delayed until later this afternoon and or Friday, and beef cutouts are expected to be higher with light to moderate box movement. Taking a look now over at the mercantile, live cattle for February up 45 at 173.55, April up 55 at 176.17. Feeder cattle for January up 107 at 229.50, March up 110 at 230.87. February lean hogs down 30 cents at 71.15, April down 42 cents at 77.55. At the Board of Trade, March corn down by 4 cents at 438 and a quarter, May down 3 and a half at 450 and a quarter. March beans down 3 quarters at 1205 and a half, May beans down 1 and a quarter at 1217. March Kansas City wheat down a quarter at 593 and 3 quarters, May down by 3 quarters at 598. March Chicago wheat down 5 and 3 quarters at 576 and 3 quarters, May down 6 and a quarter at 588 and a quarter. Over to crude oil futures, they are currently up by 35 cents, gold up by $8. Silver is down by 6 cents, with gasoline currently unchanged. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index down 114.77, NASDAQ is up 144.87, and the S&P 500 currently up 15.64. This has been a check of the markets. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593. High Plains Farm Credit. We have not gotten a correct answer on our trivia yet. We're still waiting for a correct answer. Be that first caller at 785-877-3378. And if you have the correct answer, you're going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. The question, Barbara Streisand was the first woman to produce, direct, write, and star in a major motion picture. What was the title of the film? Be the first person with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. I have to give kudos to Fig. He got it. First time. First guess this morning. So good job, Fig. And come on, guys. If Fig got it, somebody else can get it, right?
If Fig can get it.
That's said with true admiration. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Yeah.
Okay, and who is this?
Yentl.
It is Yentl. Who is this?
Lynn Ward.
Well, congratulations, Lynn. You've just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. You can pick that up here at the radio station during, well, not the pizza, your certificate here up at the radio station during regular business hours.
Thanks, Lynn. Congratulations. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, so it was Yentl. I can't believe we didn't get more calls on this. So in 1983, Yentl made Streisand the first woman ever to produce, direct, write, and star in a major motion picture. And not only is she the first woman to direct, produce, write, and star in a major motion picture, she's also the first woman composer to receive an Academy Award, the only recording artist who has achieved number one albums in six consecutive decades, and the first woman to receive a Golden Globe Award for Best Director.
Good job.
She's a busy woman. Yeah, she's so talented. But Lynn knew the answer to that. Good job, Lynn. You're going to get your certificate for your one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right. So are you ready to start, Mandy?
I am ready. By the way, Jonathan got it, too.
He always gets it. I'd be more impressed if he missed more. He always gets the trivia questions. He should go on Jeopardy. He could probably make you guys rich. He'd be one of those people that ended up with like $60,000 at the end. Well, you don't know. Of course, I mean, I always think that too about me, but I just know if I got on TV, I'd be like,
Frozen.
I don't know.
Frozen.
Yeah. Or all my questions would be like Greek mythology and quantum physics and all that kind of stuff. Wouldn't be the good stuff. Good job, Jonathan. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday, January 18th Party Line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Burr. Last time we looked, I'm going to refresh it. I can't guarantee it's going to come back on. Yep, see? It was 12 degrees just a little while ago, so it's pretty cold outside. So please, bundle up.
Like maybe quick, two clicks on it.
No, it doesn't matter. bundle up. I did it all morning long. Bundle up. Be very careful when you're out walking. You know, Jean's always telling everybody, walk like a penguin. Walk like a penguin. And just be very careful outside. If you have neighbors that don't get out, check in on them. Make sure they have everything they need because they shouldn't be getting out. If you know. Yeah, it comes up. Is that Noah?
Yeah. Well, no, but no. That's what our current degree is. That's what you're wanting, right?
Yeah.
We're at 17 degrees.
And so then be very careful out there. It is 17 degrees. That's cold. So be really careful. I think we're ready to start. Are you ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
All right. I thought you got Noah on your phone. I was going to say, well, that makes me mad.
No.
I know. I had to go to another one this morning, too. So, all right. Hey, we're waiting on phone calls. You know anybody that's having a birthday today, please give us a call, 785-877-3378. We'll get them on the list, and at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anybody that's having a anniversary anytime this week, do we have any anniversaries this week?
We do not.
Not a single one.
Not a single one.
And you know, we're drawing tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
So you need to get those phone calls in because at the end of the show tomorrow, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., and also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. Check out all the great items they have and just keep doing that all the time because Garden Gate, etc. is always getting new items in. They are very creative. They have some items that they've actually made themselves that you can check out. And remember, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, less than a month away. So stop in at Garden Gate, etc. Don't be a last-minute gift giver. They're right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. At Click Your Heels Travel, all you have to do is tell them where you want to go, and Click Your Heels Travel can get you there. They're there with you from beginning to end, and they don't charge extra for their services. Call Click Your Heels Travel today at 785-871-4109. They're travelers. They know what it's like. They know what people go through, and they're going to be there for you. 785-871-4109 for Click Your Heels Travel. Great people, too. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of something, call us here at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, Click Your Heels Travel, and TNC Kitchen. All sponsors of our show, and we sure do appreciate that sponsorship. How many reminders do you have?
I have one.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Okay, the Norton Longspur Chapter of Pheasants Forever, in cooperation with Prairie Dog State Park, is bringing back the annual mentored youth pheasant hunt again this year. Prairie Dog State Park is accepting applications for the annual youth pheasant hunt, which will be held this Sunday, January 21st at 12:30 p.m. The mentored hunt is limited to 12 youth hunters ages 10 to 15. All participants must wear blaze orange during the special hunt, and each youth must be accompanied by an adult. If more than 12 youth apply for the hunt, local staff will conduct a drawing to determine who will be eligible to hunt in this year's event, and lunch will be served prior to a safety instruction meeting. In cooperation with the Norton Pheasants Forever chapter, the annual youth hunt is held to provide a safe opportunity for young hunters to get focused training and hunting opportunities that are unique to this event. This special hunt within state park boundaries allows for the introduction and retention of youth in the outdoor experience of hunting upland birds. To apply, contact the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953 no later than tomorrow, January 19th, with your name, birth date, and phone number.
My reminder is for our Norton Public Library. Today is preschool story time. It'll be held at 10:15 a.m. at the library, where the library staff will be sharing stories, songs, games, and a craft. So you can go join all that fun today at 10:15. I also want to give you the number for the library, 785-877-2481. And you can call that number if you have any questions for the librarians, if you want to make sure that their events are still going to be happening with all this weather, just give them a call at our Norton Public Library. All right, guess who gets to go first?
I get to go first. Okay, I have a very important question for you.
Okay.
Where would you go on vacation if we gave you $10,000?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Belize.
Would you go on a cruise? Would you go to a resort, take a tour, rent a villa? What would you do if we gave you $10,000 to go on vacation? It could happen.
Nice.
You know, we always talk about Click Your Heels Travel and how we own a franchise, and that's how we get some of the benefits and exclusive offers through our franchise. And right now, our franchise has a sweepstakes going on through April. And you can go to, if you have not liked and followed our Facebook page, or our Click Your Heels Travel Facebook page, this is how you can get entered to possibly win that $10,000 vacation. Just go like and follow our Facebook page, Click Your Heels Travel, and then we have placed a link and information about this sweepstakes giveaway. And basically, you go in, you register, you're registered you're registering for a dream vacation, and $10,000 towards a cruise, resort, tour, villa. And just imagine what you can do with the $10,000 vacation. So it's as easy as that. Again, go to Click Your Heels Travel Facebook page. We've posted a link on there for the sweepstakes. Follow the link, and it'll give you instructions on how to get entered. And we hope to be able to give one of our followers a $10,000 vacation.
That's really awesome. $10,000, that's a lot, too.
It is. We would love to help you plan your vacation with that budget.
Yeah, I bet. That'd be a lot of
fun. Lots of fun. Lots of dreaming.
There you go. Dream vacation.
Dream vacations. Click Your Heels Travel. Look us up on Facebook page and like and follow. You'll follow the link to get registered. If you're interested in contacting us about your next vacation, you know, with the cold spell that we've had the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of inquiries. and planning for some warm vacations. And you can do so by sending us a message on Facebook. We also have a website, clickyourheelstravel.com, you can send inquiries to. Or you can also call us at 785-871-4109. That is a landline. It is not a cell phone, so don't send text messages. We won't get them. 871-4109 for Click Your Heels Travel.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun, especially when you look outside. Look out the window, and you'll be calling Click Your Heels for sure.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm going to talk about Bailey Heating and Cooling, because if you're not going to be traveling to some warm beach somewhere and you're here at home, you want to make sure that that heater gets you through this winter. This is such a cold winter, and there would be nothing worse than your heater going out. Well, call Bailey Heating and Cooling at 785-871-1824 for all of your heating and cooling needs. And if you are having problems with your heater, it might be a great time to talk to them about replacing it. They have some brands available, and they're more cost-efficient, more heat-efficient. And they it's just totally different the way that they heat and cool your home. So when they're there working on your heater, you might want to talk to them about replacing that heater. Also, if you don't have a problem with your heater, call Bailey Heating and Cooling and have them come out and do some maintenance, preventative maintenance. It's never too late to do that. Call Bailey Heating and Cooling today for all your heating and cooling needs. Write this down, put this in your phone, have it available. 785-871-1824. For Bailey Heating and Cooling.
Do want to let our listeners know that if you're wanting to call birthdays and anniversaries in, you need to do so earlier than later. I'm getting ready to talk about my last sponsor, and then we'll have a couple more items to go over, and then our party line will be over. So if you have anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and get them entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, call them in, and tomorrow at the end of our show, a lucky couple will win a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. T&C Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is featuring chicken fried chicken, of course. That's Thursday's lunch buffet, served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can order a made-to-order KC strip or the waffle special for this evening's special. Again, today's lunch buffet is chicken fried chicken. Tonight is KC strip or the waffle special. Want to remind you about this week's featured state pie. I was in yesterday for a Rotary meeting, and they were describing the pie. It is from Arizona, and it is the lemon blender pie, and it sounded amazing. And I know it's one of my dad's favorite pies that they make up there. It comes from Arizona. It is the lemon blender pie. As of yesterday at lunch, they still had some left, so go in and enjoy your lemon blender pie for this week's featured pie from Arizona. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go, and including a piece of pie. And that number is 877-3511.
Yummy. That sounds so good. I love lemon anything. And, you know, and it's a perfect thing for Arizona because everybody's got a lemon tree, right?
Yeah, we always had a lemon tree or a lime tree. Yeah.
And grape trees.
Yeah, and you could go down Baseline Road and you would go from lemons to oranges to grapefruit, and the smell was amazing.
It was. It was awesome. Okay, we're going to talk about Wiser Realty, because at Wiser Realty, they provide residential, commercial, and agriculture real estate services for the Norton County, Kansas area. And in addition to excellent personal service, the Wiser team will make sure that you find exactly what you're looking for. For more information, you can call Wiser Realty at 785-877-2185, or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs. Current listings at Wiser Realty include 1105 Nixon Drive and 310 East Washington right here in Norton. The home at 310 East Washington is an immaculate three-bedroom, three-bath home that contains an open living concept. As one enters the home, the entry area possesses a coat closet, and it flows into the living room with a gas fireplace, a dining room, and on into the spacious kitchen. The beautiful oak cabinetry with ample counter space and pantry makes this a cook's dream with an eat-at island bar, and it's equipped with a new stainless steel Whirlpool refrigerator freezer, along with the KitchenAid gas range and a microwave. The master bedroom has a large walk-in closet, and the master bathroom has a jetted tub, as well as a walk-in tub, a vanity, and a linen closet. The second bedroom, full bath, utility room, and lots of extra storage completes the main floor. The full basement includes a bedroom with a walk-in closet and egress window, a three-quarter bathroom, a large family room with a large egress window, an office, an unfinished storage and bonus room, and a furnace room. There's also an oversized two-car attached garage, and the French doors leading off of the kitchen area through the breezeway leads to a heated three-car garage shop area with a half bathroom, and it has alley access. This truly is a must-see to appreciate property at 310 East Washington. You can check out these properties and others at Wiser Realty. Just give them a call today at 785-877-2185 or stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for our livestock auction roundup, and we'll be back with your history.
Dean for North Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, with our early consignments for our special stock cow and bred heifer sale, along with our regular sale today at 1 o'clock. We're also going to have quite a number of calves off the cow and feeders that have all been weaned because of the cancellation of the sale last week, as well as about 75 head of bred heifers and bred cows. In the breeding stock, here's 18 black bred heifers, home raised, two rounds of Guardian Scour vaccine, injectable Dectamax, bred to low birth weight Angus bull from Troyer Angus to start calving February 23, 60 days. Been running out, they weigh 1,100 pounds plus. 22 black, white-faced bred cows, 3 and 4 year old, bred Angus for 60 days, start calving March 1. 22 mixed older cows, bred red Angus for March 1 calving. 10 mixed cows, 3 to 8 years old, spring calvers are bred black. 6 black and red cows, 4 to 6 years old, 5 and 6 months bred, red Angus. 5 black cows, 4 years old, start calving April 1, bred black. 3 black pairs would be young cows, cows are poured. Calves had an alpha 7 shot, they're 6 to 8 week old calves. Calves in the calves off the cow, here's 62 red and black steers and heifers, 450 to 650. 39 mostly black steers, 550 to 675. 25 red heifers, 500 to 600. 46 black and black white face and red white face steers, 5 1/4 to 6 1/4. 57 Charlet heifers, 600 to 650. 83 black steers and heifers at 450 to 650. 175 black steers and heifers, mostly 650 to 800. 100 black heifers at 7 1/4 to 800. 56 black steers at 750 to 850. 70 black and Charcross steers and heifers, 600 to 7 1/4. Here's 30 steers and heifers. They'd be black and black white face. They're mostly 6 weights. Here's 9 black heifers. Break checked open at 900 to 1,000. And the weigh cattle, here's one consignment of 57 open cows. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Call them today for all of your auto and light truck needs and for your tires. 785-877-5181.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
On this day, January 18th, 1778, English navigator Captain James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands, which he called the Sandwich Islands. In 1896, the X-ray machine was exhibited for the first time. 1911, for the first time, an aircraft landed on a ship. Pilot Eugene B. Ely flew onto the deck of the USS Pennsylvania in San Francisco Harbor. I'm still amazed that they do that. In 1929, Walter Winchell made his debut on radio. 1937, CBS Radio debuted Aunt Jenny's Real Life Stories. In 1943, U.S. commercial bakers stopped selling sliced bread. Only whole loaves were sold during the ban until the end of World War II. In 1948, the original Amateur Hour debuted. The show was on the air for 22 years. 22 hours. That would have been a really short episode run. 1951, Joan Blondell made her TV debut on Pot of Gold episode of Air Flight Theater on CBS. 1957, the first nonstop around-the-world jet flight came to an end at Riverside, California. The plane was refueled in mid-flight by huge aerial tankers. In 1964, the plans for the original World Trade Center in New York were unveiled to the public. 1975, the Jeffersons debuted on CBS. 1987, for the first time in history, the Public Broadcasting System, or PBS, was seen by over 100 million viewers. The audience was measured during the week of January 12th through the 18th. In 1990, an FBI sting, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry was arrested for drug possession. He was later convicted of a misdemeanor. 1991, Eastern Airlines shut down after 62 years in business due to financial problems. 1993, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was observed in all 50 U.S. states for the first time. 1995, the Yahoo.com domain was created. In 2002, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced the approval of a saliva-based ovulation test. And finally, on this day, January 18th, 2012, Wikipedia began a 24-hour blackout in protest against proposed anti-piracy legislation known as the Protect Intellectual Property Act in the Senate and the Stop Online Piracy Act in the House. Many websites, including Reddit, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and others contended it would make it challenging, if not impossible, for them to operate.
Today's January 18th. It's National Michigan Day. It's National Thesaurus Day. Wait, you gotta say the word. And it's National Winnie the Pooh Day. I love Winnie the Pooh. My favorite's Eeyore. How you doing, Eeyore?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
In music today, in 1965, Barbara Streisand and Bobby Darin sang for Lyndon Johnson's presidential inauguration. In 1978, Neil Sedaka received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 1991, three people were crushed to death at an AC/DC concert in Salt Lake City by people who wrecked the stage. In 1995, Jerry Garcia crashed a rented BMW into a guardrail near Mill Valley, California. He was unhurt. And in 1996, Lisa Marie Presley filed for a divorce from Michael Jackson. It was a shock to everybody. In sports, in 1951, the NFL passed a rule that said that a tackle, guard, or center were not eligible to catch a forward pass. In 1958, Willie O'Ree made his NHL debut with the Boston Bruins. He was the first black player to enter the league. In 1967, the NHL held the All-Star Game at midseason for the first time. Do they still do that?
The what?
All-Star Game.
Yes.
In 1985, Mary Decker broke a world record indoor when she ran the women's 2,000-meter race in just 5 minutes and 34.2 seconds. Happy birthday to Kevin Costner. I love Kevin Costner. Born in 1955, star of Dances with Wolves and Yellowstone. Cary Grant was born in the state in 1904, the suave star of North by Northwest. A.A. Milne was born in the state in 1882. He was the creator of Winnie the Pooh. And Jason Segel was born in 1980. He was Nick from Freaks and Greeks, and he starred in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was also in the TV show, Mother or something like that? With, I can't remember the name of it. People that died on this date: Glenn Frey died in 2016, the guitarist who co-founded the Eagles. Rudyard Kipling died on this date in 1936, the author of The Jungle Book. And John Tyler died on this date in 1862. He was our president from 1841 to 1845. It was that TV show where the guy who used to play Doogie Howser was in
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. I knew Mother was in the title. Yeah, he was in that show too.
Huh. Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Chad Husted and Aiden Bradley.
Okay, and how many we have called in?
Zero.
No birthdays today. All right.
Recapping our phone calls, we have somebody that's looking for a good used dishwasher, 202-2416.
We want to thank our sponsors, Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, Click Your Heels Travel, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. All right, well, that does it today. I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. It is cold outside, and the wind is going to be picking up, and it's going to make it even colder. So bundle up, be safe, and stay home if you can. Anyway, Mandy, thank you.
Thanks, Nat.
Have a good day. I hope everybody has a good day today, and please don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.